It's believed that the population of North Atlantic right whales off the New England coast is down to just 300 to 400 individual whales. They've been classified as endangered for decades, yet the remaining whales still face threats, including the often large threat of collisions with ships. A research team at the University of New Hampshire's Center for Coastal and Ocean Mapping have developed an early warning system of sorts through a smartphone app. Here to tell us more is Kurt Schwer. He's a GIS data engineer at Google and an affiliate assistant professor at CECOM at UNH. Kurt, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
First off, how often do ships collide with right whales in a typical year?
Way too often. It's not that many if you think about the number of people who are, say, hit by a car on our streets. But when there's only 300 or 400 whales, even one a year is too many.
And this app is intended to help bring that number down. So when someone on a ship pulls this app up on their smartphone or their iPad, what do they see?
So first what they see is an overview map of the area, which is a NOAA chart, so National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. And it's got traffic lanes on it. And unfortunately, those traffic lanes are not out your window. There's no lines on the ocean. And then from there, there's actually 10 buoys out in the ocean that are reporting if they've heard a right whale call. And if those buoys have heard an actual right whale speak, there will be a little circle on the screen showing you that there are likely whales within 5 nautical miles of that particular buoy.
At that point, does the ship change what it's doing to minimize the likelihood of a collision?
Definitely. The first thing that they do is they make sure that they're going 10 knots or less. The slower you're going, the less likely it is that if you actually do hit a whale, that you'll actually kill it. If you're on the larger ships, you know, somebody, say, who's like 900 feet long and it's hard to see way out to the front of your ship, they'll post more lookouts around the ship.
And how much lead time would a ship need to avoid a collision in a case like this?
It really depends on your ship. A big ship can take minutes to stop, and they don't turn very fast. So, if they hit 5 or 10 minutes, that's probably a big, big help for them. But if they get 30 seconds, that's not enough time.
This is a smartphone app that runs on devices that use wireless service. Now, there are certainly places on land in New Hampshire where cell service is limited or even flat out unavailable. What about at sea? Is there any worry that a ship might be tracking a whale and then all of a sudden lose all its bars?
Definitely. This app can talk over regular Wi-Fi internet. And if you're out and about and you have a 3G modem in your iPad or your iPhone, it will connect that way. And if you're on the ship, it's actually got something called the Automatic Identification System, or AIS, broadcasting from the Visitor Center out at Cape Cod. That's a joint project with the Coast Guard and NOAA, so that if you don't have that cell phone connection, you can actually get it through your ship's radios. And if everything goes away and you lose all connections, the app remembers what it had before, and once it knows the buoys can't be safe anymore, it'll drop them off the screen. But if it does have a whale recording, up to 24 hours after that first recording, it'll still display that there's a danger in that area.
Finally, the question my tech friends are going to ask when they hear this is available for iPhones and iPads is, when does the Android version come out?
I don't know. And being that I'm Google, I would love to see an Android version come out soon. But we'll have to look to EarthNC, who implemented the actual interface on the iPhone, to see if they can translate this over to the Android phones and tablets.
Kurt, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kurt Schwer is part of the research team that developed the Whale Alert app aimed at helping ships avoid collisions with the endangered North Atlantic right whale. You can find out more about the app at our website, nhpr.org.